We don't want to identify ourselves like that. Well, I don't look that bad. You look a mess. And that's just the truth. We don't want to say that to ourselves. We're afraid to say that. Well, I'm not afraid to say that to my flesh. I tell it the truth. I said to my wife, this morning, look at that style. I said, what do you want to say about it? She said, nothing, because that's what I look like. If you look at yourself spiritually, you will see what you look like. You will see you look a mess. You're a pitiful case. And it's going to take judgment to square your way. That's why he sends judgment to his house. He corrects you. Let the righteous man smite thee. It shall be an excellent oil. We don't want no one to smite us. We're so corrupt that we think everyone is corrupt like us. We don't want to identify someone that has a righteous law or speak a righteous law. Well, how are you going to let a righteous man smite you? That's an excellent oil, huh? But he tells you your sin, that's a great anointing. Yahweh's blessing you. We despise that. You reprove a fool, he will despise you, will hate you. Get angry. Detest what you say, want to fight. One that has any kind of wisdom, they would say, let me take heed to that. And then we began to search their hearts and say, let me see if I can find anything there. And then when they began to look for the things that they think that they've been reproved by, then they began to find all kinds of things. My, that was hidden in me. And that was in me. Those things were in me. But this is a generation that doesn't want that. It doesn't want to deal with those kinds of circumstances because it's a very vile and evil, wicked generation. The scripture says, I want to read this in the book of Job, Yoko, chapter 35, verse 9. This is the speech or the answer of Elihu as he speaks unto Yoko, Job, chapter 35, verse 9. He says, I want you to understand something. He said, by reason of the multitude of oppressions, they make the oppressed to cry. Because they oppress those that are oppressed, they cause them to cry. They cry out by reason of the arm of the mighty. Because their arms are mighty and they can press them, it causes them to cry. Now, do you not understand that that is a metaphor? We that are in this world, because we are not of the world, this world will oppress you. And what it ought to do is call you to cry out. Chapter 35, verse 9. It ought to cause you to cry out unto the Father. Now that's what it should do. He said, but none saith, where is your, or you're my maker? Where is he? Where's the mighty one? They don't say that today. Everyone calls on God. They stole their God yesterday with Mr. Reagan. I listened to the processional, so I know what went on. Who giveth songs in the night? Where is the one that gives gladness to the heart? And the one that gives some kind of comfort in the midst of your oppression? Where is he? They don't call on him. Who teaches us more than the beasts of the earth? That your beastly flesh can teach you? He teach you. And maketh us wiser than the fowls of the heavens. You tell me the fowls can fly and they can soar above the earth, and yet he maketh us wiser than them, that man can fly beyond the place of the fowls, of the great eagles. He make us wise. He said, then they cry, but none giveth answer. Why? Because of the pride of the evil man. It's your own pride. You don't want to break the spirit of your pride. Pride goeth before fall. You're going to fall. You must acknowledge the Father. He's worthy to be praised and acknowledged. Messiah never came to remove worship or praise unto the Father. He did not come for you to praise him. In him was the will of the Father and the work of the Father. But for you to acknowledge the Father, that's what he came to do. Now that's the true saint. He says, surely your Shariah will not hear vanity. He will not hear your vain, worthless lies. That's what vanity is, things that have no relevance. When you say that his name is vain, then you think he's going to hear your prayer. When you cannot hear the law, when a man turn away his ear from the law says not to take the name of Yahweh in vain. When a man does that, he's not going to be guiltless. Y'all will not hold him guiltless. So when you can't hear the law of that, don't you understand that that's vain? You're saying that Yahweh's name is worthless? Don't you understand that your prayers are worthless before him? That's all right. Surely your Shariah will not hear vanity, neither will the Almighty, your Shariah, regard it. He will not even receive what they say. It will not even enter into his ear. And that's the truth, saints. We think that we're going to be heard for much prayer as the Pharisees and the scribes. That's not why you're heard, because of much prayer. You're heard because you hear what the law of Yahweh says. You hear what his truth says. You can't disannul the law. And we have done that. This religious whore has taught us that. That's why Catholicism has such reaching tentacles it has in the world today, because it plays to the will of flesh and man. Do what you want to do. Just come and offer some Hail Marys. Just come and offer some penance. And you're all right. Now that's what this religious whorehouse is teaching. I read today an article that T.D. Jakes is holding this great mockery in Atlanta. They're going to have every kind of vile thing. They're going to have Sinbad. They're going to have comics. And it's to gather the people of God. What God? What God? It's a folly event. It's going to produce millions of dollars for the economy of Atlanta. That's what it's going to do for the wicked merchants and the vile men. That is what it's going to do. And folks will honor him. Sure they will. And yet he will not preach against the sin of this nation and the corruption. Yahweh governs. He rules and he reigns. And if one is a king or a ruler, then they must have laws and government stipulations, status and statutes and judgment that we must abide in or by. And so what this whore has done is made him something that is far reaching. He's near you that of a broken heart. He saves such as of a contrite spirit. And this nation is not broken. She's full of pride. She's arrogant. She's haughty. She's a vile thing. She promotes her pomposity, her homosexuality, her deceit, her religious fervor. That's what she does. Her sin, her adultery. They stole their gods and their goddess. Do you not understand that these folks that they call stars, they've exalted them to the height of stars? And people will stand in line for hours. Over 250,000 people stood to see a hearse or simply a draped casket. I would not have gone outside the house to see one iota of that event. You think that their minds was on your way? Their minds were not even on a God. And yet they call him a great godly man. I believe that. I have no compunction with that. Into all kinds of sorcery, fortune telling, his wife. Men don't want to identify these things. We are very deceived people. It doesn't take much to deceive a people. They will resist truth now. But you speak anything that is a lie or give flesh some kind of strength, they will receive that. I was saying to Brother Allen this morning, because men, they say things and they really don't have a thorough understanding of what they say. I talk to brothers and they will say, Pastor Roberts, it is so good to talk to you, because we know that iron sharpeth iron. I believe that. But no two pieces of smooth iron is going to sharpen any iron. You've got to have a rough piece of iron to sharpen the smooth piece of iron. And no smooth piece of iron is going to sharpen the rough piece of iron. They quote things, they don't know what they say. Because they speak in the midst of their own sense of worth, of their own pride. Now you need a rough piece of iron. And two rough pieces of iron will not sharpen one another. They will make one another smooth or blunt. So I believe that. So you need someone that will speak the word of faith and take control and authority. And will bind every spirit. And that we give audience or ear unto what thus saith Yahweh. We must hear what the Father say. And so what else to hear in this hour? If you don't hear him, you can't hear nothing, my friends. That is the truth. That is the truth. And they cried, verse 13, surely your Shariah will not hear vanity, neither will the Almighty your Shariah regard that. He's not going to hear their vain prayers, the abominable prayers. You cannot shut your eyes from the law, saints. Is there scripture evident whereby that is quoted in the New Testament? I want to read this. It says in Yokohana, John chapter 9. I want to read this account. Chapter 9. The scripture talks about the one that was healed. He was born blind. Messiah healed him. Now look what it says. Yokohana chapter 9. I would have begun reading at verse 22. When they began, the Pharisees, they began to deal with his parents. Scripture says in verse 22, these words spake his parents because they feared the Yodim. They feared the Jews, the Yodims. Why? For the Yodim had agreed already. You must understand they had already talked. You see, that's what you do at times. You talk already. You mess with things you ought not to mess with. You speak when you ought not to speak. So they had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Messiah, if anyone said that he was the hope of Yahweh, he should be put out of the house, out of the place of worship. Now that's what they'd agree with. If they speak anything that is not according to our concepts, then we will not deal with them. He said they shall be put out of the house if they confess that he was Yahweh's truth, manifested, the word made flesh, given unto us to redeem us from even the sin and the corruption of our own will. And so because the parents understood that, verse 23, therefore said the parents, he is of age, ask him. Because they feared their place. They didn't want to be put out of their little church, their whole house. They feared that. They feared speaking the truth. And that's what this generation is today. I'm going to be disbarred. No one is going to fellowship with me. That's all right. Truly my fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. So they feared being put out of that Jezebel house, had been corrupted by the traditions of their fathers, and had destroyed the laws of Yahweh. And so again they called that man that was blind. And they said unto us, give the mighty one the praise. I don't believe they said give Yahweh praise. I believe they said give the one that did this, the mighty one, praise. He said, we know that this man is a sinner. Now you give the mighty one praise. We know there's the one that laid his hands on you. He's a sinner. But that's what they call him. They call Messiah sinner. Because they knew that no man could do that. No man can save you. Only Yahweh can. They knew no man could do that. They knew that. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or not. If he's a sinner, I don't know. If he's one, I don't know. If he isn't, I don't know. Regardless of what he is, I know not. One thing I do know, that whereas I was blind, I can see. Whereby I had no perception, now I can see, and I know how it was done. You were blind and you couldn't see. You're walking in darkness and blindness. Yeah, this is a metaphor of us here. You haven't known the one that has healed you. You haven't known the one that has kept you awake at night or given you sleep and peace. You haven't known him. You've known about a form or figment of your imagination, but you haven't known him. The scriptures tell us we know him by keeping his laws and his commandments. It shows us how we know the Father. Then said they to him again, what did he do to you? How opened he thine eyes? The man said, he answered them. He said, I have told you already. I've told you that these laws are true. I've told you that he has a name. I've told you you got to keep the Shabbat. I told you you can't murder. He said, I've told you already. And he did not even hear me. Why couldn't they hear? Because they had no ear to hear what the Spirit said. He said, you didn't even hear. He said, wherefore would ye hear it again? If I tell you again, are you going to hear me? No. I told you one time, you're not going to hear it. Well, I got to wait until he showed me. No, if he speaks it to you one time, you don't hear him. You're not going to hear him. He said, I told you one time, if I tell you again, are you going to hear me? Are you truly, truly going to hear me? He said, will ye also be his disciples? If I tell you, will you follow him? That they had already planned against the Messiah. If I tell you what he did, will you also follow him? You call him a sinner now. And you know that what was done to me, only God can do it. Only the mighty one. Only God is what the... Only he can do it. Only Yahweh could do it. He goes on to say, in verse 28, then they reviled him. They sneered him. They abused him. They said, look at you, you. They began to show him all of his sinful ways. They reviled him. How do you know? And said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciple. Yet if they were Moses' disciple, they would have known Messiah because he wrote of him. They couldn't have been the disciples of Moshe because he wrote of Messiah. They said in verse 29, we know that the Mighty One spake unto Moshe. As for this fellow, look what they call, as for him, we know not from whence he is. We don't even know where the man came from. We know that Moshe came from Yahweh. But this man, we don't know. The man answered and said unto them, why? Herein is a marvelous thing done. You've seen something done that your eyes have never seen. That ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened my eyes. You tell me, you say you know Moshe? And this man has opened my eyes that you don't know where he is from? He said, I want to tell you something now. Now, we know that Yahweh heareth not a sinner. When a man transgresses the laws of Yahweh, he's a sinner. And Yahweh will not hear that man. That's the truth, saints. We know that Yahweh heareth not a sinner, but if any man, listen now, if any man be a worshiper of Yahweh and doeth his will. See, there's a two part there. You got to worship him. And you got to do his will. Him, he heareth. He doesn't hear anyone else. A man must be a worshiper of the Father. He must do his will. He said, him will the Father hear that man. He said, I want to tell you something. Since now the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? He said, have you heard that testimony before? He said, that alone ought to make you shake in your boots. Since the world began, here you are in this latter hour as the Moloch in the midst of the kingdom. There's a message that is being preached unto the house of Yahweh to bring about that perfect mind of oneness and accord with the law and the will of the Father that we may truly worship him according to his will. And we haven't done that. We haven't done that. We can say we have, but we haven't done that. We have fallen far short of that. He says, since the world began, have you heard of this? What a mighty thing. There was not a move since Melchizedek unto Johanna. There was no move upon the earth. There was no mighty things unto those that went down to the pool of Shalom. And it was every year the Moloch moved the waters and one was here. There was nothing. There was no mighty prophets in the land. There was no word of prophecy. It was a dark period upon the face of the earth. Why? Because Yahweh wanted to drown out much of this dark religious practice, so when Messiah would come, they would know certainly that there was a profound hope in the revelation of that truth. And that's why when men see him come in the heavens again, they're gonna sneer him, they're gonna revile him, they're gonna curse him, they're not gonna repent of their adultery and their sin and their wickedness. For his laws are not in their hearts. And that's the truth. May Yahweh give you strength to understand and to know. And since the religious concept began, and all of a sudden Yahweh began in this hour to begin the part of great anointing and an unction. It goes contrary to our religious values and our principles that we have learned. And it breaks down all those shallow walls that we had, all those imperfections, and shows things in us that he's never shown you. He gets to the depth of the core of a man's heart. He begins to deal with the conscience of man, the thing that brings the life, the spirit in you. And that's what he's dealing with now. He's giving you the power to kill your flesh. He's giving you power. He told you to cleanse yourself. He told you to do that. You just cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. You began to perfect holiness in the sight of Yahweh. You cleanse yourself from your lying tongue and your corrupt ways. You cleanse yourself from your covetous and your wicked ways. You can't do that. You don't want to do it. He said, if this man were none of Yahweh, he could do nothing. If he did not come by the Father, he sure couldn't heal me. The scripture says, they answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sin. You were wicked. How did they know that? Because they knew what David said. In sin did my mother conceive me. And in iniquity was I shapen. And we all were conceived that way. Shapen in iniquity. He said, and you call yourself going to teach us? You see the pride here? You tell me, we know you're a sinner. We know you're filthy thing. I'm a yontem. Look at me. I have my plastery. And you call yourself going to teach us? And they said, you vile thing. And they cast him out of their assembly. He said, you get out of here. We don't even want this witness of truth in here. And that's what folks say today. I will cast out the name of Yahweh. I will cast out his law. I don't even want that witness of truth. And they don't want that witness of truth today. And so they cast him out because he was a reproof to their sins and their corruption. He showed them their vile and their evil ways. They knew, as he even quoted, you know if this man was a sinner, and if you say this is done, quote, by a God, unquote, then it could not be, quote, the God that you know, unquote, because we know, quote, the God you know, unquote, he will not even hear the cries of a sinner, and you will even identify me as a sinner. Now why would he heal me? Why would he do that? No, he doesn't hear the cries of one that transgresses laws. When they have a knowledge and understanding of that truth and they defy it, he's not going to hear them. When a man comes to the knowledge of the truth, he will not obey the truth. A man that knows what to do is just and righteous, he doesn't do that. It's a sinful thing. It's a wicked thing in the man's heart. That's corruption there. And so when you come to the knowledge of his truth, how is it, my, help me, Father, that man says, but yet the first two all right, but the third one is not right. Then he has no name. He has a name. And it could never be Jesus in any enunciation. It could never be that. It could never be Jesus. Because you can never get that sound J out of the Hebrew language. It could never be that. And his name is not Jehovah. His name is Yahweh. That's his name. His son's name is Yahshua. He came in the Father's authority and his name. He did not come from Jesus. That's a pagan identity. Jesus. How do you get Jesus, and then from that you get Jesus. Even that alone will make you think. How do we get that? It can never be. And it cannot be. There's only one name. Only Yahweh saves. He's the only one that can save. And no one else can save. He's not going to take his honor and give it unto no one else. No one is not going to do it. Even when all the work is finished, the son is going to say, Daddy, I bless you. That's what Messiah is going to say. Brother James quoted that out to me long ago. He's going to say, Daddy, I thank you. I'm glad that you put them in my hand because it assured me that I was in your hand. And now I give them all unto you, and myself I submit unto you, Father. That's what he's going to do. What an amazing thing that we all are going to go into the kingdom. We believe that. And yet we're going to have a white stone whereby we're going to have a new name. And yet the Father has no name. His name will not change one bit. It's going to still be that Yahweh. It is. It won't change one bit. And he's just still going to save Israel. The true Israel is going to save them. I believe that. And blindness have happened in the part unto Israel for the sake of the Gentiles. And they shall all be brought in because without us they cannot be made perfect. And without them we cannot be made perfect. He's still going to save the house. Why? Because his word holds him. His word holds him. And that's why the laws of his truth, it holds him to the blessings of man. You know, if you go and look in your concordance, you see the word law and laws is mentioned about 1,000 times, about 890 sometimes. And look for laws and the blessings. And see how the blessings are so associated with the laws. And what this wicked generation says today, that you're blessed because you have some material thing, that is not the blessings of Yahweh. They suppose that gain exemplifies the power of Yahweh. They have no true blessings, saint. The blessings of Yahweh is the fullness of his truth that satisfies a man's soul with joy. In the midst of oppression, he can still call upon the Father. He knows who he called upon. That's the blessing, saint. Not a piece of metal, some wood, some tin. That's not a blessing. These things are curses. They take our finances. They take our labor that we have to labor to maintain. Yahweh never intended for that to be. He intended for us men to work and sweat to flow from our brows. He intended for the women to be the keepers of homes and to do it righteously without murmuring, without complaining, and to do it, and the men to go out and labor, the women to take care of the children, and to feed them, and to clean them, and to keep the house clean. He intended for that. And we are going away from that. That's why we have such a lethargyism in America today. We have fatness, we are overgrown, we are slurry, we are slothful, we are lazy. We love sleep, we love slumber, we have gone away from the laws of Yahweh. The men are fat and lazy, the women are the same. The spirits are fat, they're lazy. And if you all get upset with me, it's just the truth. You go away from the principles of Yahweh. He never intended for a man to sit behind a computer all day. Never. He never intended for that. He intended for us to take an axe and cut down a tree and to fell that and cut it for wood. He intended for your daughters to walk to the stream and get in the water. The purpose of that shows you with the carelessness of your sons and your daughters. They turn it on, walk away, put a little bit in there, put the young and the baby aside. I don't care if you love me. Not one of you makes me no different at all. That's the truth. And that's why men are not appreciative of what the Father has done. That's why they're not appreciative. When a man sweat by his brow, he can appreciate a good bath. It relaxes him. It's a cleanser. And now they complain about a bath. Got to have the right kind of soap. Got to have the right kind of smell stuff on. They complain today. They're not appreciative. The mothers that have their little babies, they can bathe in water. They're not appreciative for that. When their daughters all over the world walk miles to get enough water, they can't bathe babies. The sorry generation. Mama said they don't want to wash the little bush out of the diaper. They want something to put some on their butts that they get ringworms and pissy worms, and that's why, and let them piss until they piss and they can't piss no more. They don't want to take care of the motherly things. Training them right. It starts there. I don't care if you don't appreciate me. It makes no difference at all. It's made a trifling leave the society. Yahweh never intended for that. He never intended for us to ride around in vehicles like this. That's why we are fat and lazy and intended for us to walk. Man, he's good, man. He's walked. He got to walk 4 or 5 miles. He doesn't make that trip that often. Hallelujah. And then he will live. And nothing like that clears your mind up, makes you think, and makes you plan things more carefully. And you don't have to love him. It makes no difference at all. I've got someone that hates me. Can I tell you who he is? It's your daddy, the devil. You resist the truth, you're of your daddy, the devil. So it doesn't make any difference if you hate me or if you reject me. That makes no difference at all. And scripture says in Psalms chapter 34, read the word of faith. I'm going to preach until he brings me on home. And I pray that when he takes me out of this realm, I'm here in the pulpit preaching. What a fitting way to go. I don't need an epitaph either. Just put me in the ground. The scripture says in Psalms 34, verse 14. The scripture tells you now, it tells you to depart from evil and do good. It tells you to seek peace and to pursue it. Now, is that not what Kephal said in 1 Peter chapter 3? He said the very same thing, to ensue peace. Are those not the same words? And yet we want to say that the Tanakh or the Old Testament has no relevant value. Those are lies. It says in verse 15, the eyes of Yahweh are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Did not Peter quote that same verse? Did not Peter quote that in 1 Peter chapter 3? He quoted the very same thing. Why? Because it's written. You can't reject the laws. When a man will turn his ear from the laws of Yahweh, his prayer is an abomination. When he speaks to you statutes and judgments, you can't turn your ear. You must hear it. When you hear it, you know that he's dealing with you as a son. He's chasing all his sons, his daughters. You know he's dealing with you. When you reject that, you say to him, depart from me. You call him an evil one. And he's not going to let you call him evil, saint. You are kidding yourself if you think the Father's going to let you call him evil. And you're going to dictate to him. You are wrong. And to say that the principles of Yahweh are wrong, his laws, you're a liar. When he say, don't take his name in vain, he means what he says. No one has given us the authority to change the Father's name. And every kind of historical document will show you, and every religious organization will tell you, oh, we know that's his name, but we have translated it. You never translate one's name. You transliterate that name. And it is literally the same in every part of the world, wherever one goes, that name is the same. That name, James Effler, if he went to Russia, it would still be James Effler. If he went to Japan, it would be James Effler. They will not translate his name into a name of Japanese. Now, they may give him a name because they like him, but they know his name is James Effler. And so it's the Father's name. You can't give him some pagan name or title. Jehovah. Jesus. That is not so. If I blaspheme his name, I blaspheme the Spirit. I'm not blaspheming the Spirit. What they call the Spirit today is just a hoax. It's a religious T.D. Jakes and all those in Atlanta. They will fall out. The women will have on dresses up to here. You tell me that's the Spirit? You tell me the Spirit is going to tell a woman to dress that way? They will have on shorts. They will be praying. Women have on little halter tops. And you see their breasts. Their wives even wear them down to there. You tell me that's the Spirit? I looked at that perverted daughter of Nancy Reagan. She had on a dress that was up to here sitting down. It's just a gala of flesh. And they're going to go and worship flesh. Every kind of sin. They will drink. Be filled with drunkenness. And over 100,000 people from outside of Atlanta will be there. Nothing that large since the Olympics were held there. And you tell me that's of your way? It's not a so. They will not deal with one sin. It's a form of paganism. And I say they will gather pagan in their pagan ways. See, a man must first of all be a worshiper and do the will of Yahweh. Him, his prayer, he will hear. He will not hear a sinner. He will not hear a man that reject the laws. His prayers are an abomination unto Yahweh. That's why you must hear. One of the most profound things unto every assembly, as Yahuwah, as the Moloch spoke to him, those that have ear, let them hear what the Spirit saith. Not the spirit of your flesh, but what Yahweh speaks unto you. And he will speak by the witness of his word. No other way will he speak. He won't speak by any other way. And scripture must be based upon scripture. There must be a witness in the Tanakh and the New Testament. It must be. And if it's not, then the thing that Kephar said is a flat out lie. Then every man can pray. He hears every man. It's not so. It's not so. You all might as well bless me because I'm going to preach this way. You may say, bless him, Father. Psalms, the scripture says in Psalms 66. Psalm 66, verse 16. Nibi declares, by the Spirit of Yahweh, come and hear. And that's what he wants you to do. That is what the Father wants you to do. Come and hear. Psalm 66, verse 16. Come and hear now. The only one that can come and hear. All ye that fear Yahweh. Now, if you don't fear Yahweh, you're not going to hear me. You that don't reverence him, you're not going to hear me. And he said, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. He said, I will tell you what you always done for my soul, but you got to come and hear what I'm saying. I'm here to hear you, David. He said, I cried unto him with my mouth. And he was extolled with my tongue. I lifted him up, first of all. I cried out, Father Yahweh. And all of a sudden I began to lift him up with my tongue. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Bless you, Yahweh. I bless you. He said, I extolled him with my tongue. He said, if I had regard iniquity in my heart, my sinful pride, my arrogance, my unwillingness to hear and to obey. He said, if I had regarded that into my heart, sovereign, he alone is sovereign, Yahweh, will not even hear me. He won't even answer me. If you regard your self-pride, your sin in your heart, you regard things in you today that you know that they ought not to be, that he is not going to hear you. And that's the truth. Messiah, when he prayed, he had to search his heart. That's why the third time he went back and he prayed, Father, I understand your will. And the only way that I can worship you and exalt your name, I must do what you have commanded me to do. Nevertheless, thy will be done. I tell you, you all sleep on. It's all right. It's well with my soul. Verse 19, but verily, Yahweh hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. He knew who heard him. He knew Yahweh heard him. He did not pray to the pantheon of gods. He called him by name, for there were thousands of gods. He called on Yahweh. He said, blessed be Yahweh. He did not say, blessed be Elohim, or blessed be the Lord. He said, blessed be Yahweh, which hath turned and which hath not turned away my prayer. You tell me Yahweh turned away prayer? You ever gotten before him and since he turned away your prayer? Because you would not come and hear what thus saith Yahweh. He said, bless him, he's not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. In all of my ignorance and my sin, because I would hear his laws and go before him and pray, he has not turned me away. He has heard me. My prayers have entered into the house of Yahweh of the Shabbayoth, the man of war. My prayers have entered into his abode because there's no iniquity in my heart. When there is iniquity in your heart, I will tell you what iniquity is. It is a blatant transgression. It is a blatant denial. It is a prideful unacknowledgement of the law of Yahweh. When you will see it, you will hear it, and you will not acknowledge that that is iniquity at its tilt. Is not the man of iniquity, the one that worketh iniquity, the son of perdition? Is not that Shaitan? Is he not the man of iniquity or the son of perdition? That worketh iniquity? He's going to work iniquity? And don't you understand when you deny the laws and the principles of Yahweh, you are of that same spirit. And when you regard, when you don't regard iniquity in your heart, say, I'm transgressing the laws of Yahweh, then he will not even hear your prayers. He will not hear what you say. And that's why most prayers just don't, they have no fruit at all. We can kid ourselves and think they do, but they don't. There's only one prayer that availeth much. It is the fervent. Fervent. It is the sincere prayer of a righteous man. Now their prayer availeth much. And it availeth because we that are in our iniquity and our sins, we can confess our faults. And we don't do that. We see the faults in everyone else. But you can't tell me your fault. Man of Yahweh, we tell you your sins. Well, I don't think that I'm well, preacher, well, that, this and that. We don't want that today. We don't want that. We don't want to confess our faults one to another. You don't want to say to yourself what you are. You don't want to tell yourself what you need to do. You don't want to tell yourself that you've lied and it's wrong. I have no problem telling myself that. Because I know he sees all things. I believe that. Turn quickly to Zechariah chapter 7. Zechariah, the prophet of Yahweh, chapter 7, verse 8. It's important that you hear the first verse here. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 8. It says, the word of Yahweh came unto Zechariah saying. So this is not Zechariah speaking, is it? It's the word of Yahweh. It's the law of Yahweh. Now we will read that. And yet men will dispute this. He says the word of Yahweh came unto Zechariah saying, not the word of the Lord's, but the word of Yahweh. It came to Zechariah saying, thus speaketh not Lord of hosts, but Yahweh of hosts, saying, he said, you execute true judgment. Now you think that that was just for him? That the word of Yahweh comes to you today and say, execute true judgment. A pure judgment. You begin at the seat of your own spirit, your heart. You execute true judgment. He said, and show mercy and compassion every man to his brother. You show compassion. It is a sincere, heartfelt love. Not because you tell me out of your mouth, you love me. That doesn't mean a nickel's worth the cows clapping. You tell me you love me because you obey the Father. And you do it wholeheartedly. He said, let compassion, let it be sensed. Let it be felt in the sense that we know that it's genuine. He said, and oppress not the widow. Those that are widows, don't oppress them. Don't bear down on them. He said, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. And let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. Now that ought to cut us all in the heart. I said again, you sit here in your hypocrisy, but it ought to cut us all in the heart. He said, don't imagine anything evil against your brother or your sister. Your thoughts is wrong. It's evil. It's wicked. It's convoluted. It's from hell. It's the birth and the spirit of your papa, the devil. He said, don't even imagine. Don't even imagine things in your mind. How you sit and you imagine, you think about this one having no knowledge of what the circumstance or situation is, and yet evil thoughts permeating his spirit. Something's wrong with you. He said, but they refuse to hearken. And that's us there. Oh, I know what he said, but I'm not going to do that. But they refuse. Now, when some refuse, they say, I will not do it. They refuse to hearken. And they pull away their shoulder. That's how you do it. You know how your children pull away their shoulders? That's how you do it. You become very stiff. They pull away their shoulder and they stop their ears. That they should not hear. I don't want to hear that. I know that he's saying that. I know he's preaching that. But I'm not going to hear it. I'm just going to shut my mind from it. I'm going to shut that off from my spirit. Because I just know I'm not going to hear that. But wickedness. They shut their ear. They stop it. But if I stop his ear from the law, his prayers are abomination unto your eye. So they stop their ear. Thank you for being quiet. You stop your ear. They stop their ear. And then they should not hear. Look what he says now in verse 12. Yea, they made their heart to be as adamant stone. My Father, help me. Give me a heart of flesh. I don't want that heart, Father. They become so adamant. They become so determined. I don't care what you say. I'm going to do it. That's my way. That's it. They made the heart adamant as stone. Least they should hear the law now. Is that not what he said? And they don't want to hear these 10 laws here. Least they should hear the law. Don't sit before Yahweh not hear his laws. At least they should hear the law. And the word which Yahweh of hosts has sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from Yahweh of hosts, because they were not hear. The words that he sent by his former prophets, he sent in his spirit. Did it say that? Did not it say that? So they shut their hearts from the law. They become adamant from the law. No, his name, I'm going to say Jesus, Lord. No, that's his name, Yahweh. Verse 13. Therefore, it is come to pass that as he cried, and they will not hear. He cried. The preachers cried. They still won't hear. So they cried. Yahweh say, so they cried then. He said, Zechariah cried and they won't hear. The prophets cried and they won't hear. He said, now they cried. And I will not hear, saith Yahweh host. He said, when the calamities come upon them, he said, we will see. You turn your ear away from the law. He said, I won't hear them. That's all right. Preacher day. Preach it. They will not hear you. But they will cry to me, and I will not hear them. That's what he says. He said, I will not hear him because they turn their ear away from my law. They turn, lest they should hear the law. They even harden their hearts. I want to know when my heart is hardened. I want it to be pliable. He says in verse 13, therefore, it shall come to pass that if they cry and they will not hear, so they cried and I will not hear, saith Yahweh of hosts. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among the nations, whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate. He said, scattered them. And that's what he's doing today, because people will not hear his law. He scattered them amongst folks they don't even know. They live amongst sinners. They don't even know them. They don't know if they're pedophiles, perverts. Because they will not hear the laws of Yahweh. When a man hears the laws of Yahweh, as Messiah said to the young rich ruler, what must I do to inherit everlasting life? He said, go and do what the law said. Did he say that? Now that was either a truth or a lie. I believe it was the truth. He said, he told him, go do what the law said. He quoted all six of the last ones there. Six commandments. He quoted every last one of them. Because he knew the first four. Oh, the fellow knew that. He knew what he was. He said, okay, good. You just like one thing. You see, if you love Almighty Yahweh, you know that your heritage is beyond this, your riches. Now, we're going to put to the test whether you truly love him. So that's why he told him to go sell all your goods to get to the poor, because he knew he didn't love the Father. He knew that. Because he didn't have he was not storing up his riches in the kingdom. He was storing up his riches on the earth. That's why he went away sorrowful. So when he speaks to you today, that's why you go away sorrowful and angry with him, because you're building riches on the earth. My riches in the kingdom. There's nothing I would build here. Nothing at all. James 5:16, I want to quote that. He said, confess your faults one to another. Pride won't let you do that. Confess your faults one unto another, and the prayer and pray one for another. Why? That ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Confess your fault. You know you're wrong, confess it. And then you pray for each other. What a great resolve that is with someone truly. You confess your faults truly to a brother or sister, and then you all began to pray. You find yourself crying out, praying longer than what you would even think you would pray. Yahweh wants to heal his house. We need effectual fervent prayer. You got to confess your pride and your arrogance, your haughtiness and your staunchness. Who are you, preacher? Well, I'm a man that's preaching the truth to you today, if nothing else. If I've never preached it to you before, it's the day you're getting truth. You're getting truth today. He's dealing with the very context of your heart and the content. He's showing you what's in you. You can't turn your ears away from the law. You do that, then your prayer is an abomination. Well, Pastor Roberts, it means something differently. Is it an abomination for a woman to wear pants? Is it an abomination for a faggot dog to say he's a woman? Or a butch bulldagger to say she's a woman? Is it an abomination for a man to lay with man with beast kind like he lay with womankind? Is that an abomination? Is that an abomination? When a man turns his ear from hearing the law, his pants are as filthy as two faggots laying down together. Two sodomite dogs. It's no different. If you dress it up all you want to, but it's no difference at all. His prayers are abomination unto Yahweh. Two men land with man like womankind, with man with womankind, that is foul, it's filthy. And so is it when a man turned his ear from hearing the law of Yahweh. Why? Because his righteousness is everlasting to everlasting. And his law is the truth. Because they receive not the love of the truth. The Yahweh gave them up to a reprobate man. That they would do things that were not even convenient to the flesh. Men burning in their own lust and women in their own lust one after another. And that is what has overtaken this nation. No, you don't need to put it on a table of stone. They need to get it in their hearts. in their minds, in their conscience. You're not going to turn your heart away from the laws of Yahweh and think you're going into the kingdom. Joel says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4. He tells me to preach the word, to be yesterday in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering, and I do it all, and doctrine. He tells us the time that we're entering, and we're in this time, we have not entered, we're at the end of it. Men will not endure sound doctrine. They don't want sound doctrine. But after their own lust, they shall heap to them teachers having itching ears. And that's what they do. They seek teachers. That's why you seek out amongst one another things that you can teach each other how to do wickedly and do things corruptly and sinfully. To see if someone is in the same school of wickedness you are in. You might as well say hallelujah. He says in verse 4 that we're in this hour. For they shall turn their ears from what? The truth. And David declares in Psalms 119, verse 142, you all ought to know that one, that his righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting, and that his law is the truth. And so they will turn their ear from the truth, and they will be turned unto lies, fables, and filthiness. And that's what this whorehouse has been turned unto, fable, lies, hypocrisy. That's what this, what we call, quote, the church has been given over unto. Fables and lies and folly and all kind of trivial things. Why? Because they turn their heart away from the law, from the truth. They don't desire truth in the inward parts. They don't desire that. They shall turn away their ears from the truth. When a man turned his ear away from the truth, his prayers are an abomination unto Yahweh. When he turned his ear away from the law, his prayers are an abomination. Well, what is the truth? The law is the truth. His law. He said, thy law is the truth. His righteousness is the righteousness of Yahweh from everlasting to everlasting. Can you all declare that with the truth? That the righteousness of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting? Well, if his righteousness is that way, then his law is the truth. Because law is righteous. Because the generation will not receive the corrections of Yahweh, they will turn themselves. And they will go after those with strange doctrines. Only Yahweh will bring his house, his people, into the light of the truth. How do I know? That's why he can, to consider them. That's why he told me that all these things were an example for me. Yisrael. Even though they were turned out of the way, they were still his. And he brought them back and he corrected them with the law, saints. He always did that. And although we have been part of this house, the house of Yahweh, Yisrael, the hope of Yahweh, that his name will be established for everlasting. And we are the hope of that, that his name shall be established. That's why he brought Pharaoh into that position and power to get honor upon his name, that his name will be known throughout the whole earth. That they will say that this Yahweh has destroyed Dagon and the gods of Egypt. He wanted his name to be established. Messiah did not come to establish some Lord, some God, some mighty one. He came to establish the name of the Father. He did not come to exchange that for Jesus or Jehovah. He came to establish Yahweh. You all ought to pray for this preacher that Yahweh gives him strength, the powers to press on. I doubt he'd be sincere in all of his motivation. I'll never forget many years ago, as the evangelist of Hartfield will always say, Brother Roberts, it's the motive. If it's pure. And my motive is pure. I have nothing to motivate me. Nothing. No riches. No land. No cars. No position. Just his truth. That's all that motivates me. Not things. No substance. I don't care about that. Why? As the evangelist Horn would always tell us that he never sees a U-Haul behind the hearse going to the graveyard. And of course he witnessed to that truth, for there was no U-Haul behind him when he went on. And I believe that. I rest in that truth. So there's nothing to hope for but to see him. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face,
there to sing forever of his tremendous saving power. On the streets of Yahweh, let me lift my voice. My cares are all past. I am home at last, ever to rejoice. That's all I want. Nothing else. I know I'm going to cease in this life. I have no qualms about it. No one's ever. I just want the works that I do speak for me before him. I don't want to be a hypocrite, a false brother. I'm not going to be that. I'm not going to be a deceitful man or a liar or a charlatan. I'm not going to be an adulteress or a rapist. I'm not going to prostitute the truth of Yahweh to satisfy my flesh. I won't do that. I don't care if no man stand with me. And Saul said, when I first started preaching, no man stood with me. They all forsook me. He said, nevertheless, Yahweh, I was sure. And he stayed by my side because his laws burned truly in my heart. That's what he said. He wasted the saints, but yet he was the called, the elect, and the chosen of Yahweh. You walked in ignorance, but yet he has said, this is my called one. This is my elect one, and this is my chosen. Not according to this deceitful lie and lies we've been taught. It's no different than all the organizations. Once saved, always saved, you can do what you want to. No, lies. There is what they call, I will use this expression, an evolution. There's a change. There's a metamorphosis. There's always a change. We're evolving to be like him. In understanding truth, knowledge, revelation. And that's the truth. She also said to the saints of Thessalonica, I want to read this. As our hearts rest with assurance on the word of faith today. He says this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. If I regard iniquity in my heart, Yahweh will not hear my prayer. For that mystery, because you don't understand the working of your own iniquity, is already worked. Only he who now letteth will let until he is taken out of the way. Yahweh permits that iniquity, to work. And then shall the wicked one be revealed, whom Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. It says, even who coming is after the working of Shaitan. Why is the devil's name there? And yet the Father's name. Why is that his name retains the literal sound? Shaitan, S-H-A-T-A-N. That is how it is enunciated in the Hebrew tongue. That is not too much of a deviation. Shaitan, Satan. Basically the same. Shaitan, Satan. And yet the name of the Father is never mentioned. He said, whose working is of Shaitan with all power and signs and lying wonders. With all deceivableness, he is such a deceived one. His deceivableness is of unrighteousness. In them that perish, why? They're deceived and they're going to perish. Why? Because they receive not the love of the truth. Well, what is the love of the truth? The love of the law of Yahweh. When a man hardens his ears to the laws of Yahweh, his prayers is an abomination. Now, we got to find out what the truth is. We must search Scripture to find out what the truth, not just truth, but the truth. You got to find out what the truth is. And the truth is that his righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting, and his law is the truth. And so he's going to have this deceivableness to deceive them. Why? Because they have no law for the laws. That they might be saved. And for this cause, Yahweh shall send them strong delusion. That they shall believe the deceived lies of hell. That they all might be damned. Who believe not what? What truth? What truth? The truth. You don't believe these laws are from Yahweh? You're going to be damned. No, the laws don't save you. It is the manifestation of the laws in that righteous body that saves us. They're all going to be damned that receive not the love of the truth. Messiah, I know what the truth is because he said, I came not to destroy
the laws or the prophets. But I came to fulfill it. So that had to be truth. Was he not truth? Was Messiah not truth? He fulfilled the laws and the prophets, didn't he? So what they said was the truth. What they spoke was the truth. So he did not go against the laws of the prophets. Hallelujah. They all might be damned that believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I want my pleasure to be in the truth. You must understand what the truth is. And the truth is the law of Almighty Yahweh, saints. You want him to hear your cries and your prayers. And the way he hears your prayer, don't turn your heart away from the laws. Don't turn your heart away from the hearing of the law. The receiving of the law. This is what's going to govern us in the kingdom. True. Truth will not change. How is he going to rule in the kingdom? Is he not going to rule with a rod of iron? By the scepter of his power? He's going to rule that way. And we think he's going to rule some kind of patsy way. You're wrong, my friend. You're going to submit to all authority. And the thing about those that go through the kingdom, they're going to love it. I want to see my Father and look upon his face and to rejoice before his presence forever. May the shalom of Yahweh rest upon you. May Spirit fill your heart, give you understanding, and bring alive the truth today that he speaks to us. I have no word to speak to the house. I must speak what thus saith Yahweh. And there must be an understanding of what he speaks to us that we must know. And he has not given us a spirit of slumber or sleep. He has not given us that. But through Messiah, he has given us a revelation hope that what he says is the truth, that you can bank on that with your entire soul. And I bank on that. Nothing else. I don't bank upon the riches of the land. I bank on what he says. Why? Because there is going to be reward. May he strengthen you. May he bless you. As hope burn like fire in your soul. Rejoice in that. For the King is coming. Yahweh bless you all. Keep in perfect peace this day as we rest in the faith. Pray one for the other. Confess our faults. Then we can really pray one for the other. Then we do that, then we'll be healed. As the Father spoke to my heart this morning, son, everything that is sown must be reaped. He said, there are things that have been sown in flesh. You must reap it. You must. I don't care what it is. When you sow it, it's coming back. And that's the truth. I had a call yesterday from a brother in Indiana. A bright young man, you can tell he's a very bright man. You can tell, I'm telling you. He said to me, he said, Pastor Roberts, I was in Arkansas and I heard you preach. Brother had a shortwave radio. And my heart was just enraptured and enthralled with the things that you were saying. Because I know it is the truth. And this young man, because he understand even what Jesus, not, he wasn't even, he had no knowledge of Yahweh. He understand even Ecclesiastes, all these God saints. We got to get out of this lazy spirit that we have. I'm telling you. He said to me, Pastor Robert, he said, I'm not telling you these things to be boastful. He said, I was on my way to medical school. My professors at the University of Indiana said that I was one of the most promising young surgeons in America. He said that I had a promising career as one of the most renowned surgeons in America. He said my biology classes and all, he said they were concerned about me because they wanted me to press the great heights. He said, Yahweh began to deal with my heart. Now, he didn't know him as Yahweh. He didn't even know the Father. He said, began to deal with my heart. And he said, one day the professor asked me, said to me, he says, Michael, what is the one thing that you don't want to do? He said, before I even knew what I said, it came out of my mouth. I said, it's one thing that I don't want to do is spend all day in a hospital. He said, Pastor Roberts, I don't even know how that came out. It was just Yahweh.
Now you understand, this young man was saying things, but he understands the anatomy of the body. He knows it. He understands the healing process of the body. He says, one thing that I don't want, and that is to be in a hospital all day. And he said, when I said it at dawn, you know what you said? He said, the professor looked at me with this disdain. This angry like spirit, like, boy, as smart as you are, with your ability, boy, you could be known over the world. And he said, Yahweh, I abandoned it all. He began to enlighten me with his truth. And taught him Hebrew that he can speak that. He said, what this religious whore is saying is wrong. These names that they use is wrong, preacher. I'm telling you that. Oh, I said, I believe you, brother. But it was such an inspiration. And this young man is only 26 years old. He's on his way to medical school. No, he was not. He was on his way. He was accepted. Yahweh said, no. My truth is greater than that. Just like the politician the other day. I said, no, I'm not going to say Lord and God. I'm going to use Yahweh, Messiah. You believe this and you believe that? I said, sure I do. But I know his name too. He said, well, if you're not against me, you're for me. Sure. We sit down. We begin to discuss scripture. Then you may be against me. I can preach about casting out demons and all that, but I deal with the hearts. Show folks what's in them. And they don't like that. Folks get angry about that. Old woman fired a letter at me talking about, what's the big deal? Jezebel, I wish he was here. I'll just tell her what the big deal is. He is a big deal. You heifer, shut your mouth. See, she hasn't dealt with a real man. She talks to me like that. She talks to her husband like that. Give me some water, baby. You get your own water. No, heifer, shut your mouth. Who you calling the heifer? Well, now you answered, so you know who the heifer is. Okay? Shut up, heifer. Sure. He's going to call them this wicked, perverted world. That's what he's going to tell them. They're not going to be like beasts to him. Because all beasts have a soul. They just go back to the dirt. They don't have the life that we have, but they have souls. They have a soul. He's going to tell the Jezebel, get out of my face. He said, the dog's going to eat you, eat everything about you. Even the palms of your hand, they're going to eat everything. And that's the truth, saints. That's the truth. He wants virtuous women. They learn how to work with their hands. You go to Proverbs 30 and see what a virtuous woman is. That's what she is. I don't care what you think you are. The scripture tells you what they are. Huh? You got a spirit that emanates a pure thing. Your sisters ought to read that every day. Now you showed a sign of that with your labor here doing this, and that was good. I appreciate that. Showing oneness. Show you there's a little something there, but it just needs to be harnessed. It just needs to be harnessed, that's all. That's it. And so it's always going to be harnessed, it's got to be proven by the fire. You know, Brother Darjeeling, they used to bring that copper wire. You know, when you really get to the copper wire, you got to burn it. Burn all the plastic off, and then you clean the copper up, and then you got money then. Now what you got to do? You got to burn back the drawers. And when you're going to get pure gold, you got to set the fire to it, right? So that's what you got. You got to set the fire to your hips. That's right. You're going to cry, ouchie, ouch. You put some fire to your hips. Make you move. The fire gets to burning. You get to running. Yeah, you will. You get to burning hard enough, just like a... You get the burn. Look, if you ever got stung by a hornet, you will know. A yellow jacket. You get the warning. It's just like a fire. And that's what he has to do. He has to put a fire to you. And get you moving. You get stung by something like that. You run. Now that fire, it, you feel that all down in your body. If you can't run, you will run. You will move too. Sure, that's what he put the fire to you. Show you what's in you. That he may prove you. And that's what he's going to do. May Yahweh bless you. May he keep your heart. Keep your heart. Let us stand to our feet. Yahweh bless you. Father, bless your people. Go with them, I pray. Take Sister Dot, digging to them down the road safely. Bless Elder Crawford, I pray in Messiah's name. Yahweh bless you.